This is a seller die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? On today's episode, we have Hal Elrod again. His interview was so compelling that I didn't want any of you diehards to miss 1 minute of it. So we've split it in two. In the next episode, you'll hear his six savers and his 7 minute workout, both of which we are personally employing. And if you are listening to this and you have not heard the first part, go back, listen to part one, and then listen to part two so you can have the full impact of Hal Elrod's incredible message. Thank you, diehards. Did the six saver process come to you from the 7 minute workout?
No, I discovered 7 minute workout much years later.
So you basically said, hey, people have no time to do anything, I can at least shorten some of that and get people involved in it so they might take a lengthier shot at it.
Oh, you mean the 6 minute Miracle Morning?
Yeah.
So almost everything in the Miracle Morning was created for myself before it was a book idea. So this was not a book title. It wasn't a book idea. It was that after I started doing it at that, I might've missed the end of the story, but at the rock bottom that I was at, within 2 months of doing the Miracle Morning every day, and it wasn't called that, and the savers weren't called the savers, but those six practices, you know, within 2 months, I doubled my income, more than doubled my income. I went from $4,700 to $12,000. And I didn't get a new job. I just was reading books on how to grow my coaching business. Mm-hmm. And I was implementing what I learned, you know, go figure, right? I went from being in the worst shape of my life. I mentioned my body fat percentage had tripled, to committing to run that 52-mile ultramarathon and immediately training for it. And I went from being deeply depressed to, it didn't take 2 months. The depression went away like day one or two because, you know, it's like Tony Robbins says, you know, depression is caused by a lack of a compelling future. Yeah, well, when I did my first Miracle Morning, I thought, it's only a matter of time. If I do this every day, I'm going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt like a miracle. So I started calling it my Miracle Morning. And then after I taught it to my coaching clients and they had similar results, I thought, wait a minute, if this changed my life and I was never a morning person, and it changed Katie's life and she was never a morning person, and Taylor's life, these are my clients, you know?
Yeah, everyone's a morning person. Yeah, they just get too screwed up at night to get up in the morning.
So how long do you spend on it most mornings?
I spend an hour. That's the most common Miracle Morning. Most people do a 1 hour Miracle Morning. And you can, again, there's a chapter in the book on how to customize it. So for example, my first Miracle Morning, cause I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I did 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10, right, for six practices, you know, and I was horrible, by the way. I didn't know how to meditate. I was like Googling how to meditate. And I'm like, I suck at this. Like my mind is racing. What? I just forgot. What was your question again?
How long you spend on it.
Oh, yeah. So the most common, or what I suggest in the book, I go, here's an example of how I did, kind of where I arrived after a little while. It was 5 minutes of meditation. So 5 minutes of silence, 5 minutes of affirmations, 5 minutes of visualization, and 5 minutes of scribing or journaling, right? And then 20 minutes of exercise and 20 minutes of reading. That is my most kind of common configuration. There are some days, though, where I'm working on a new book or something and I need to, or I'm working on something where I need to, and I'll just read for the whole hour. I guess I'll usually do a little bit of at least a little meditation or whatever, but there are days where I weight it towards some of the savers more than others.
I want to throw something at you that I think the audience can benefit from tremendously.
Die hard.
So I want you to listen up.
Okay.
Hal and I actually met in a hallway about 4 years ago. Is that fair to say?
No, we met in 2000 and...
No. I mean, met again in the hallway. Oh, you might not have remembered it, but we
were... Oh, yeah. No, I remember. Where was it, though? Yeah, I remember. I can see you in the hallway, but I can't remember where we were.
Visualize.
It was Brendan Burchard's event.
Oh, yeah.
So why are we, who write books and give speeches, why are we taking personal development?
Go ahead.
The answer is to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Again, why is Robert Kiyosaki at 70 still doing, right? Keep learning, keep growing. Because I think the way that I define it is that's the one thing that has no limit is human potential, right? And so, because somebody asked me recently, why do you still do the Miracle Morning after, you know, you created it when you were at rock bottom and, you know, you're not at rock bottom anymore. Why do you still do it? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting question to phrase it, you know, put it that way. And I said, oh, it's an easy answer. It's because I haven't reached my full potential. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the best answer. I can give you a better answer. Rocks are all about mountains. And so you can say I was at rock bottom at the bottom of the mountain and I've only climbed about halfway up so far.
Wow.
So I'm going to keep doing it till I get to the top.
You creative genius. You should write books.
I love that, Jeffrey.
you know, it's one of those things.
I like that. It's a great.
Incredible. Now. I'm going to start doing it.
Cool.
Jeffrey, woo-hoo! You in with me?
Jen, I've already been in with you for 4 years, so...
Well, Robert Kiyosaki and his wife do it together.
Yeah, I understand that, but this is not going to preclude me from having cereal with fruit in it.
There was no savor that mentioned smoothie.
There's a bunch of... It's funny, S, you know, sex, smoothies. People always go, can I do this for the S? Or, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, savers with like three S's at the end. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you can still have your cereal with milk.
Thank you. We're shithead in there. I want to.
Wow.
But the challenge is not the concept. The challenge is the discipline to be able to make the concept happen. That's the discipline.
Okay, diehards, I don't know if Jeffrey's going to do this with me. I'm going to talk about it offline. But if you want to do the Miracle Morning with me, reach out to sellordie@gittimer.com and let us know so that we can all track this journey together.
Yeah, and let me share this. Jeffrey, say what you just said again because I forgot it. I have brain damage, by the way. So you just said something I was going to comment, but I didn't want to cut Jennifer off because she had a beautiful invitation for your community.
No, I was just understanding the Miracle Morning is one thing. Having the discipline to perform it is a whole other.
So I'm glad you said that. That was my biggest fear writing the book. I thought people have such a strong, what I call a limiting belief that says I'm not a morning person because they've never been able to be a morning person, right? I go, but it's such a strong ingrained belief with decades of evidence, right? They're like, no, I've tried. I can tell you 20 years, not a morning person, or 30 years or 40 years, or not a morning person, right? And so my biggest fear is I go, how can I write the book in a way that I could actually get them over that? Like how do I get them to develop the discipline? Because I go, this isn't going to work if they only do it for a day or two while they're excited and it doesn't stick. So Jeffrey, we have estimated there is upwards of roughly between 400 and 500,000 people that do the Miracle Morning on a daily basis. Okay, mm-hmm. Around the world in over 70 countries. The book's published in 30 languages. Our Miracle Morning community, which is the Facebook group, and I encourage anybody listening, you first, Jennifer, by the way,
I'm joining.
It has 142,000 members from 70 plus countries. It's one of the most engaged online communities in the world. That's organic, by the way. We've never advertised. There's no Facebook ads. All of those come from, in the book, there's an invitation to join the community to get support, to get accountability, to find an accountability partner, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, we've asked in there, you know, how many Miracle Mornings have you done? And there's so many people that I'm on, you know, my 685th consecutive Miracle Morning. I'm on 1,300. Mm-hmm. But the majority of people are, you know, they're new. I mean, the majority come in every day. We have 300 plus people join the group.
Wow.
And they're coming with that. So the point is, there's a chapter in the book called the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy. It was kind of a cute blog post that I wrote, but it was my real strategy that I use to beat the snooze button, and it's the linchpin of the book, of the practice. I really believe, and it's my experience, but other people, that the reason the Miracle Morning is so successful for people is that they're able to, that 5-step strategy teaches them the easiest way to consistently beat the alarm clock, get up before it, but actually get up without hitting the snooze button and follow through and make waking up as easy as possible. And that without that, I don't think the Miracle Morning would be a global movement. It would be something that, yeah, we tried it for a few days. It just, I couldn't stick with it.
And for you diehards, if you want to know what that five-step process is, go buy the book.
That's a good idea. I can teach you a couple steps. You want me to teach you a couple?
Miracle, yeah,
no,
sure.
We're running low on time. I got 13 more minutes. I know. Do we want to go anything else before?
Well, I want to know what's next for the Miracle Morning Movement.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that question. So my original goal with the book was, I hope this changes one person's life. I had not real big ambitions.
It changed yours. Wait a second. It changed yours.
One other person. Okay, and it changed my client. But the book hadn't come out. So if the book changes a life, I thought this could change someone's life. It changed mine. I didn't have high hopes for it. I had written a book before that 6 years before. It didn't sell that many copies. So I wasn't really have this idea that I was a best-selling author. Once I started getting, dozens of emails and then hundreds of emails and then thousands of emails from people saying, this saved my marriage. This enabled me to start my business. This got me off my depression medication. Like just results that sounded like you paid someone in an infomercial to say that. Right? I thought, so then I was like, wait a minute, this could change the world. If everyone started their day this way, there'd be no road rage. There'd be no bullying at school. You know what I mean? There'd be no CEOs, yelling at his employees. They'd be everyone happy. And so
there would be still CEOs yelling at their employees.
There would. Yeah. Changing a million lives one morning at a time became the goal. And then once we got to a million people, then it became elevating the consciousness of humanity one morning at a time. And that's really what it is. And the next step for that, we have two books coming out in the next few months. One is called The Miracle Morning for Addiction Recovery, The Miracle Morning is used in a lot of addiction centers because it's very in alignment with like the 12 steps and all of that. So that I'm co-authoring with Joe Polish, founder of Genius Network, and Anna David, New York Times bestselling author Anna David. And then the second book is called Miracle Morning Millionaires, What They Do Before 8 a.m. That Will Make You Wealthy. And that is by New York Times bestselling author David Osborne. And I, who, we both wrote that. So those books are coming out this year. And then the biggest, though, is the Miracle Morning movie. It is a documentary that interviews world-renowned, you name it, like athletes like Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla Ali, who's an 18-time undefeated world champion boxer. She does the Miracle Morning every day. She gives the book out to all of her friends at Christmas. She's like a super fan. And CEOs, thought leaders, Robert Kiyosaki's in the movie, Brendan Burchard's in the movie, Lewis Howes is in the movie, Marcy Shymoff, Oprah's buddy, Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Robin Sharma, on and on and on. And then the book tells my story, kind of as well. But so that movie is going to come out later this year. And if you go to miraclemorning.com, you can get on, our email list if you want to get the announcements, or just join the Miracle Morning community. It's a free Facebook group. No strings attached there, and I announce, make all of our announcements in that community.
For the record, I just joined.
So, what I want to find, obviously, you've given out enough information to find you, and you've done an amazing job of clarifying what it is that will happen once they decide to get involved. Who's your publisher?
I'm self-published.
And who's your agent? So you have no agent either.
No, I do have an agent because we had to do, so the Miracle Morning is self-published. I just signed, so we have 30 publishing deals with foreign publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just signed my first publishing deal to do my next book, which is called The Miracle Equation. My agent is Sterling and Lord Literistic, and I just signed with Penguin Random House. Actually, Harmony Books, which is an imprint of Penguin Random House.
Got you. Cool. Yeah, way to go. Business has completely changed.
I went down the self-published route, and this is kind of an experiment. Like, all right, I'm going to try my hand at traditional, and I know the benefits of self. So at the end of this, I'll see, all right, which route do I want to go?
Have you ever heard of Amazon.com?
Yes, they're my best friends.
You might want to try them for publishing.
I do the self-publishing. You mean create?
No, they now have a publishing house.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
How do I not know that? I have a liaison at Amazon. I can't believe she hasn't told me that. I'm going to call her right when we get off the phone.
Because they might be in internal departments that compete.
Yeah, I have some exclusive. I have a really good relationship with Amazon. We're one of their, you know, one of their top sellers consistently, and they have given. What was I going to say? I forgot where I was going with that. But anyway, yeah, I'm interested. I'm really interested in that. I didn't know that. I'll find out.
Cool.
So you obviously have still remnants of your head-on crash at 70.
Yeah. Oh, yes, lots. And then plus chemo brain, it's like adding insult to injury.
Yeah. But you seem to have recovered in a way mentally that has given you a much better opportunity than most.
And how do you mean?
You've done remarkably well with what your circumstances were. I would have to say from a standpoint of the rocks, you had to hit yourself in the head with some of them in the very beginning and then recover from there. You didn't start at ground zero. You started somewhere underground.
Sure.
Would you say, though, that you've been given this opportunity or that you've created it?
Both for sure. I was given opportunities and then I took advantage and I yeah. ran with them and I did the best that I could with them. But for me, there's the old adage, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. And I mean, that's what I have taken on. And I think that, the way that I look at it, it is every adversity, contains with it. And I didn't invent this either, but the right seeds of opportunity and there's or adversity turning it into an advantage. And that's what I had that epiphany when I was in the hospital bed. I went, it's funny. I told my dad, actually it was the conversation when he came in and said, the doctors think you're in denial and you're delusional and that deep down you're really depressed and angry. And what's going on? How are you really feeling? I said, Dad, I told him the whole, if I'm in a wheelchair the rest of my life, I'll be happy because I'm in the wheelchair. But I said, and Dad, by the way, I said, ever since I started speaking at Cutco conferences, because I had given dozens of speeches at all of the Cutco conferences when I was in sales, I said, I've had a dream of being a motivational speaker, but you and Mom were really good to me. I had a pretty normal life. I don't really have anything to talk about that's really, going to get anyone's attention. I said, I would have never asked for this, why this happens. Or that's why this happened. And I think that the way that I encapsulate that in a philosophy people can take away with them is, we've all heard everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. However, I believe that the reasons are not predetermined and they're not out of our control. It is 100% our responsibility to choose the reasons for our challenges, our opportunity, everything, right? And then make the most of that. So for me, the reason I could have chosen was bad things happen to me. I'm unlucky. Life sucks. God doesn't love me or, whatever. I could have chosen any reasons I wanted. I said, how can I use this mm-hmm. to benefit myself, move my life forward and help other people, right? And that's a question
You could have easily written the book Life Sucks.
Right.
And yeah. Instead of Miracle Morning.
Right.
Well, my first book was it's funny you said Life Sucks. I wrote Taking Life Head On. That was my first book.
Oh, yeah, I remember that actually. Yeah.
That was when I first met you. I was writing that book and I was at your event in Sacramento and you said, how many of you have a dream of writing a book? And everybody's hand went up. And you said, how many of you actually started writing the book? And it was, I think I was the only hand that was still up.
Exactly.
And that's how we met. And you go, really, what's your book about? And what's it titled? And you go, ooh, that's good. Yeah, man. I'll never forget that, buddy.
That's cool.
Pleasure. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to, unfortunately we have run out of time. We're going to end this particular podcast segment, but I would challenge anybody who's in the diehard world to listen to this a couple of times because there's so much information inside of it.
And go get the book.
Yeah. Well,
The Miracle Morning on Amazon. Just go get it.
Yeah. Or Audible or Kindle or whatever your preferred method of reading.
Yeah. I'm a Kindler unless it's an old book.
I like holding the book.
Yeah.
And by the way, I one quick thing. I always tell folks that, like Jennifer, you just joined the Miracle Morning community. I always say, whether you order the book or not, like go there first because it takes 2 seconds. It's the fastest way. And just scroll down. And you're like, it gives you confidence that if these people could have these results, and they're just a bunch of normal people, it's not like they're all these super achievers and Mm-hmm. It really gives people confidence, I think, even before they start reading the book, that like, okay, this thing's going to work for me. I think it gives more confidence, because it's not just taking my word for it in the book, but it's actually social proof that, wow, this really does work,
Yeah. This is cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Self-help and supported help
Yeah.
Can go a long way towards actually achieving what you're hoping for. not if I can do it, you can do it, but if I can do it, then it can be done.
Yeah.
And that's the whole secret
you
to your success.
Hmm? I like that. You should tweet that.
Yeah, I'll tweet it. Okay, cool.
Did you write it down so he doesn't forget it? Come on, Jenna.
No, he's going to dictate it to himself in a second, I guarantee it.
Beautiful.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.